Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Holly.
Thank you so much for recording for me.
You're welcome. I love hitting the go button, especially after what went on yesterday. Tell us about your big, exciting news.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yesterday we officially launched Financial Trendsetters, in which I am a contributing author, and I just found out that we hit number one bestseller.
In how many categories?
Oh, not only one, but three, actually. We are number one bestseller in three different categories. Financial Trendsetters just pre-launched yesterday and already a number one bestseller. I am so excited and so grateful to have had the opportunity to be an author. And now that it's happened, it just is surreal.
Yes. Well, and that's, you can launch a book and hit number one, and it's because you have a team of amazing women behind you, behind the scenes, contributing authors, and they have all of their people who know and like and trust them and know and love and trust them. And everybody wants to support an amazing team.
So true. And I'm so proud and just really grateful that you are one of those women in my life that encouraged me to do that.
I am glad I encouraged you to do that. Now I can't wait to read the finished version.
Oh, I'm so excited. And, you know, I am also incredibly excited to have such a special guest with us today. We have Tammy Cross, Coach Cross, with us on the Going Rogue Money Ministry podcast. And Tammy, you have such a beautiful heart. You're such a light to everyone that you coach, everyone that you work with. And it's just been an honor to get to know you. And for our listeners, I just wanted to give you a couple things about Tammy that you might not already know if you haven't had the pleasure of meeting her. She has been in the business for almost 4 years in being a health coach. She also has three children. May I say their names?
Sure, why not?
Wonderful. So Sophie, Tyler, and Chase are her children. She has two cats and one very spoiled dog. And in her free time, she loves her family and jogging, reading, yoga. Goodness, girl, you're all over the place. You are so active. I love it. She is just phenomenal. And Tammy actually has done everything from a paper delivery girl to sandwich maker, to shift worker, to caretaker, and everything in between. That is such an incredible journey, Tammy. We are so excited to have you here as our guest and to learn more about your journey to where you are now as a health coach, Coach Cross. So welcome to our podcast. We are so honored to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here by far. So I'm so excited, even just to share my story, just, and if I can inspire someone to get healthy, you know, and go rogue, it makes me happy.
I love it. I love it.
Tell us about your journey. What is this big accomplishment that you have in your life that has brought you to where you are today?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely been a journey, but I'm a journey that's the struggles made me a stronger person. So I've struggled my whole entire life with my weight. I'm pretty sure, as I joke about, I should write a book about how I've lost 100 pounds three times. And, you know, and so I finally figured out what I was missing. So the first time that I lost weight, I got addicted to diet pills, you guys. So half of my face is paralyzed. So I might slur my words. You know, sometimes I'll stutter a little bit, but I own it and I'm okay with it. And because as the addiction happened, I ended up getting Bell palsy and then gaining all the weight back and getting super depressed. And so that led me to a very hard path. But then I was like, all right, they're talking back surgeries and all that kind of stuff. And so then I was like, all right, I like to exercise. So I went to the gym and I exercised really hard, you guys, for like 4 hours a day. It was crazy. Lost the weight. I did do it, but it's not, you can't keep that for the rest of your life going. And so I ended up gaining my weight back, most of it back. And that's where it led me kind of to my health coach. And with the health coach, they focused more on the mindset and the healthy habits. And that's what I was missing. And that's what I am here to help people with, to keep the weight off and be able to live that healthy lifestyle.
That's really amazing. So you didn't lose just 100 pounds. You lost 300 pounds.
I'm actually sitting now at 300 and no, not 300. It'd be 130 pounds right now that I'm sitting at, my healthiest weight ever. So, I'm confident to say that I'm not going to gain the weight back because I've done the work.
Yeah.
And I got the help that I needed to work on that work.
Tell us a little bit about the work beyond physical appearance and putting in time at the gym or being outside, being active. What is the work? I'm sure there's a huge mental component that it takes to not just trying to lose weight one time, but to be able to tackle that again and again.
Yeah, it's really getting to know yourself, Melissa. It's like really, you know, are you triggered? You know, what are your triggers? Like, what are your, like, what is your relationship with food? Like, there's so many things that are tied around food and all that stuff. Do you bored eat? Do you stress eat? You know, do you, when you get, you know, mad, do you eat? You know, and just even like your healthy mindset, like people don't realize, like when you get upset, you put so much stress on your body. It's really crazy because even my kids wish that I became a health coach sooner because they say I'm a better mom. It's just, it makes me want to cry. I'm a better person from it because I feel so blessed all the time because my mind has shifted that what, you know, I'm not in the victim all the time. Instead, I'm like a can-do attitude. So it helps you mentally and physically that way when you have such a positive attitude and you make that shift.
Yeah. Having that encouragement from your family, that's got to be is that the most powerful motivator?
Yeah. And they ended up losing, the side effect was they ended up losing some weight too. So they actually lost, my whole family altogether has lost 350 pounds.
Wow.
So, I forgot to put that in my bio, but, it's just really amazing how we work on habits together and we're more mindful of a lot of things and are in our family now where I didn't know what I didn't know until I got a health coach and I went on the journey, you know, with it, you know, even just to the point where how to cook, when to eat, you know, and like making a lifestyle where I could do it when I'm 90 years old. Cause I'm going to live until I'm 110. So that's my goal.
All right. We both light 100 candles together.
Right. You know, so it's really just, you know, being proactive and just one of the things that I've learned the most as health coaching, there's a couple things, but is if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. And so it's really focusing on those baby habits that you can do every day. So,
well, there's a financial component to weight loss.
Oh.
Some people can say it's an expense because they're hiring a trainer or they're spending money on equipment or they're going to a gym. Other people might say it costs too much to eat healthy. What's your take on the financial component?
I get like big goosebumps from this because it is honestly the best investment into myself ever. Like you guys, I'm pretty, you know, it's crazy because like the more I feel better, the more I'm making better choices, the more I have more energy. So I'm able to do more. My business is thriving better. Instead, you know, I'm not. And you imagine if I had back surgery, how much that would have cost. Like in the end, and I tell my clients that too, it's you're going to take control of it now, or you're going to have, the doctor's going to tell you how to take control of it. And it's going to cost you a lot more money in the long run. And it's really being proactive with your finances and your health together. Like, I really think they come hand in hand. And as soon as I took care of my health, my finances just, it's blossomed. I'm more open on, you know, and on with my money. I'm not like, I'm growing more. It's just, it's been amazing with both of them.
Well, you invested in a coach. Mm-hmm. You gained progress because you had accountability.
Yeah.
That's so similar to what we do, that when people hire us, they have accountability because they paid for a service and they don't want to disappoint. Oftentimes, I think when we're new in a journey, we don't want to disappoint our coach more than we don't want to disappoint ourselves. We're okay with disappointing ourselves, but we don't want to disappoint our coach. Do you see that in your clients?
I do. And then the thing I love about coaching is they're there to help guide you. And so it's just to me, it just makes sense. After I got a coach, I wanted a coach for everything. So I definitely want you as a coach. As for me, for financial, it just makes sense because I'm out there just trying to wing it, and you're able to like guide me and then ask me open-end questions on what I really want and what I really desire. And you're able to, you know, point me in the direction and help me with my goals. And that, like, to me, that's what my coach did, you know, with my physical, like, you know, and then it makes sense with financial, especially you're looking at someone that has what you want. And so that makes sense. Like, you've already done the work. Like, that's literally my pitch. Like, I'm like, I understand the struggle, so let me help you. And right. So we're able to work through, because if you don't do the work, I feel like you're winging it. You can't wing your health. You can't wing your finances.
When people come to you, I'm sure they're coming to you with some apprehension, some negative self-talk, just a mindset maybe that, oh, I might try it, or I'll just talk to her and see what she has to say. What have you found are some of the most common concerns or frustrations that clients come to you with, and how do you overcome them?
Normally it's, you know, do I have to eat cardboard? You know, how long am I going to be on it? Like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's really like breaking them down on like what they really want and where they're at on their journey. Cause I really, like, I even, you know, explain to people, if you want to crawl, we crawl, we can do baby steps, whatever you're looking to do, you know, even if it's like, all right, let's just pick up a glass of water and let's start there, you know? And so it's just really, and then helping them, you know, make the decisions that they want to. So,
well, that's nice. You're establishing a building block that water is the foundation of life. We all need it. Yeah. We tend not to drink too much. I don't want to drink as much because I don't want to be interrupted to have to run to the bathroom all the time. But yeah. How ridiculous is that, right?
Yeah.
But we know how important water is. So I love it that you're starting them out if that's where they need to be. You're meeting them where they are at and giving them something that they can totally 100% accomplish. They're not going to meet failure in drinking water. So that's an easy goal to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And speaking about goals, I'm really intrigued about your goal. And I know what you have been doing. You are a smart woman. You're a diehard go-getter. You're all about working smarter, not harder. I know that you're creating a location flexible lifestyle as well as work optional. Tell us about this BHAG you have, big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yeah. Yeah, this definitely gets me excited. So I'm probably get super pumped up. And so I fell in love with coaching, and I ended up, it's crazy because I ended up joining BNI, and that led me to so much more. Because it's crazy because I joke about it and people still laugh today. It's like, I'm going to pay these people to be my friend. Like, I just, you know, I thought that was really weird.
What's BNI? Tell us what BNI is.
So it's a business network and introduction. Like, yeah. And so it's like I sit down with a bunch of business leaders and we like really work together on growing each other's businesses. So I say that it's my networking team. It's my group. We're really awesome. And we really work together on how to pass referrals, and I'm able to help them out with their business, which that makes sense. But I was into BNI, and about 5 months into it, they asked me to work for them. And so that was really awesome because I feel like it really lined up with my values. And so then with my values, I coach health, and now I coach with kind of with business and help people, you know, I'm their support both ways. But the cool part about both of those positions is I'm able to travel. So in two years and 2 months, because I'm on the countdown, you guys, I want to be the traveling health coach and the traveling BNI person. And I want to, me and my husband, I'm going to retire him from his job. And I really want to build relationships with people. And I want to travel. I want to go to events. I want to go to BNI events. I want to get to know people. I personally feel that health is very personal, very personal. And so if I build that relationship with you and you trust me, and I'm hoping you do, when you have that, usually it's like, oh my gosh, I have to change, or something's going on, or you're feeling like bad, you know where to go. And you're able to come to me and say, you know what, I need some help. And you feel confident about it. And, you know, so that has been my goal. I've been, you know, networking across the whole entire US right now. And so when I pull that trigger, I'm be like, hey, I'm come into your state. Let's have some coffee. You know, I'm getting clients everywhere because I can do my business nationwide on the beach as long as I have Wi-Fi. And to me, building that and be able to meet the people that I fell in love with on Zoom is going to be awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. You bring people together in person and on the World Wide Web. I know you host a book club and you featured my book, so I was really excited for you to do that. And I thank you for that. I think that was something that you did out of the goodness of your heart, and that's part of what makes you tick and what makes people attracted to you and want to be in your presence and be able to learn from you. And I know that you're a lifelong learner. You're learning from them in the process.
Yeah, no, that's one of like my favorite thing is, and it's lifelong learning. And it's funny because when I was in high school, I was special ed and I was labeled all these labels and I felt stupid my whole entire mm-hmm. life. And as soon as I started like pulling my layers back, I was just like, yeah, no, I love to learn and I'm more open onto, you know, this might be scary or I might not know it yet, but I can learn it and I can do pretty much whatever I set my mind to. And the book club, I love book clubs. I love being part of book clubs. I feel like just talking to people about books, I probably now for someone that, you know, they're like, oh, you can't read. I probably read about least two books a month to, and then listening to a podcast, your guys' podcast, and then to other podcasts, to books virtually all the time. Like I probably get like 3 books done in a month, 3 to 4. So
I think that is so inspiring that you completely destroyed any labels that were set upon you by other people, and you decided, you made a decision, a choice, that those are not labels that define who you are, who Tammy is. Yeah. And you created your own way and inspired within you the person that you know that you want to become and that you already are. I think that is incredible and so inspiring.
Yeah.
Inspire our audience with a success story that you've had working with your clients.
So I have a couple of them. I in general love, like we focus on non-scale victories, but my favorite clients are the ones that know that this is a lifestyle change, that are all in, that they actually, you know, as I joke about, if you, you know, you give, you know, ish, you're going to get ish results, you know? So yeah,
it's to be ishy.
I know. Right. And so, and if you give excuses, you're going to have, you know, excuse results, you know? So, I recently had a client, he was all in, he was ready to make changes. He already made changes, but he needed to take the next step further. He really needed, like, he knew he was missing the mindset piece to kind of put together a healthy lifestyle. And he knew I was the perfect fit, and what I did, it made sense to him. And in 2 weeks, he's been very dedicated. It's not like he hasn't gone to events. His life hasn't changed. He's not like he's going on vacation, but he's planning ahead. Like, this is what I'm going to do. You know, this is how he's planning it all out. He's not winging his health. And in 2 weeks, he's down 15 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was like, okay. He's like, I'm like, yeah, he's focused on water. He's focused on all the healthy habits. He cut back a little bit on working out, but he's focused on the walking part more, you know, just because sometimes it's hard to, you know, put the gym in and, you know, do the weight loss at the same time. And people don't realize that. And so, but he's diving into the light buff. He's talking to me all the time. You know, he's asking questions. So he's one of the best clients that I have, is because I can see his why. Like, we talk about it all the time. And so, and then I told him, when, you know, the, you know, cloud kind of goes down and life kind of happens, we always focus on the why. He's like, yep, I actually probably read that chapter more than any of the chapters in the book that we, you know, cause I have like a kind of a book for helping the education of it. So, and then I have another one I have to give kudos to. He was 19 years old and he lost 160 pounds. And
wow.
Yeah. And just in general, like, he started working out more, moving more, and just his confident level was so awesome. And just like teaching him how to cook, like some of these things that they just, you know, just they don't teach in school. And so it's like really helping them, you know, have that support that they've never had, you know. And he knew he needed to make changes, and because it's really that future that you're kind of looking at, you know. So
Tammy, you are changing lives.
Yeah,
not just your life, not just the life of your family, you are changing the lives of people in your community around the country. And that is something that's really on the heart of Holly and me, because we step into that space for ourselves, with our clients, with our families, of knowing what you said about what is your why, what's your purpose, and the way we live our life, that's legacy. It's a living legacy. And what we leave behind is our lasting legacy. And I know that your lasting legacy is going to be in the way that your clients' lives have changed and what they do. And there's just going to be this amazing trickle-down effect that you're never going to realize, because you won't be here, but you will have changed and impacted generations of lives. And for that, I'm thanking you on their behalves.
Yeah. I understand the struggle. So I'm really hoping I can do an impact, and, you know, people can trust in me.
Great. Well, we have had a marvelous time having you on our podcast, and I'm wondering if you'd like to share one tip that's easy, that's fail-proof, anything that our audience might be able to do.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I love to help my clients with is super easy. So if you have a goal, make it so simple that you can do it on your hard days. And so it's like, let's say you want to walk 5 miles. I want to walk. Make it where like it's only 1 mile. So you show up. And then when you go to, and then if you're having a good day, you do more.
Okay, so say that again. Make it so simple.
You can do it on your hard days. So it's literally, people put too much on their plate, you guys. So make it like, let's say you have a book. That book's kind of heavy. And you want to read 30 pages. Break it down and say only one page a day, you know, so that's 7 pages. You're moving forward. It doesn't matter how fast you go, you know, and if you have a good day, you can read more. It's literally showing up every day on your goals, you know, to move yourself forward.
Yeah. And I found that when I limit myself, like when I want to start get back into running, I'll only let myself run for a very short distance. And then it creates a desire in me that I actually want to run more, but I don't allow myself. So I just might run like from the house to the end of the driveway. And then the rest of my route, I have to walk.
Yeah.
But then the next day I can extend that run a little bit longer or alternate. So I like that you're saying, just do as little as you can successfully.
Right.
But do it when you don't want to.
Yeah. It's the key. Like, it's really more of setting that goal kind of like, so it's simpler, like smaller. So it's not like, you know, as you know, it's literally showing up every day. Like sometimes like people are like, oh, I got to go to the gym. Like maybe saying I got to go to the gym to get the tanning bed, and then I don't tan, but let's say the massage bed, but losing when you get there, you end up working.
Yeah. Like you're in the building.
It's like getting started. Like people like really like even like coming here, like it can be scary, but if you break it down to smaller goals, it makes it so simple. The bad thing is when you're doing a habit, you stop after 3 days, you have to start back over. So that's why it's the consistency.
Ooh, just keep doing it, right?
It's consistently. Yeah. Just, I've literally been walking for the last 3 years. Snow, rain, doesn't matter. I show up, but I make it so tiny where I'm like, okay, I only have to walk a mile.
1 mile. Okay.
1 mile. That's, but I usually do like 3 or 4 if it's a good day, like, you know, but I've been consistently doing it.
Well, and you said that things can be scary, and I know that asking for help can be scary, and I want to encourage our listeners to ask Tammy for help if nutrition, if physical fitness, if having a healthier lifestyle is on your heart. Check out the show notes. You will see the ways that you can connect with Tammy. And I know some of you will just kind of hang out in the sidelines, and when it's your time, go ahead and ask. Don't be scared, because everything that you want is just outside of your comfort zone. And I know personally, my whole life changed when I asked for help, and I had to do so humbly, guys, because I was already a financial advisor, but I didn't have my personal house in order, my personal cash flow, and understanding my values and making decisions around them. And so I did ask for help, and that one question, how do you do it? What can I do? How can I make this better? Has led to everything that we have today, including the Going Rogue Money Ministry. So thanks for being a guest here and being vulnerable and also being a living and creating a lasting legacy.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Maybe this episode is part of your money ministry. Bless others by sharing it with a friend and posting on social media. While you're at it, we thank you in advance for subscribing to our podcast and leaving a 5-star review.
Our money ministry is helping you design your ideal lifestyle and be a blessing to others. Get started by heading over to melissamyersgroup.com/contact. Hop onto our email list. And while you're at it, schedule your free welcome call. We'll help you get clarity about what to do next.